evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining the result presentation. Value Partners Group Limited, Hong Kong Stock Code 806. Today's announcement is 2014 interim result for the period ended 30 June 2014. The management team will go through with you the financial and business performance of the company. The presentation will last for around 20 minutes. All financial figures indicated in the presentation are in Hong Kong dollars, unless otherwise specified. Here on our side, we have Value Partners CEO, Mr. Timothy Sy, and the Head of Finance, Ms. Icy Wong. I will now pass on to Icy, who will take you through the financial highlights of the Value Partners. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the investor call of our 2014 interim results. I'm Icy Wong, Head of Finance of Value Partners. Our presentation today is composed of three sections. I will first go through our financial highlights. Next, Mr. Timothy Sy, our CEO, will give you an overview of our major business development. We will then open the floor for questions. In the first half of 2014, we delivered a set of promising results, with profits attributable to our equity holders surging 41.6 times to 141 million Hong Kong dollars from 3 million a year earlier. The substantial rise is mainly driven by the increase in management and performance fees, prudent cost control, significant reduction of losses from treasury operations, as well as increased contribution from the group's small loan business in Chengdu City. In the next few slides, I will go through each of the above drivers. On slide 5, we have illustrated how the increase in average AUM has soared up our fee income. Due to high fund inflows since the fourth quarter of 2013, average AUM of the group rose 12% to $10.2 billion, bolstering gross management fees by 17% to 341 million Hong Kong dollars. Annualized net management fee margin of the group maintained at 62 basis points. Meanwhile, performance fees also climbed in the first half of the year. On the top right corner, you can see that performance fees increased 42% to 22 million Hong Kong dollars. While performance fees for most of our own major own brand funds crystallized at the end of the year, second half performance will determine if we can collect more performance fee for 2014. In terms of expenses, we continued to exercise stringent cost management and limit the increase of total expense to 9% during the period. Fixed costs of our fund management business maintained at 2.7 times covered by net management fee alone. As a result of the increase in fees and effective cost control, operating profits before other gains or losses rose 26% to 159 million Hong Kong dollars. Meanwhile, improvements in our fund performance helped reduce net fair value losses of the group significantly during the review period. The light green bars in the middle show that net fair value losses of the group's treasury operations, which includes our seed capital investments and investment in our own funds, fell substantially to 10 million Hong Kong dollars in the first half of 2014 from 153 million a year earlier. Combining the improvement in our fund management business and treasury operations, net profits rose significantly to 141 million Hong Kong dollars from 3 million a year earlier. With regard to our small loan unit, Chengdu Fission Credit, we are glad to see that its contribution to the group has become increasingly meaningful. Since commencing operations in 2012, Fission Credit has built a full-fledged business in the city. It contributed 11 billion Hong Kong dollars of profits to the group during the period, accounting 8% of total profits. Outstanding loan balance increased to 248 million RMB dollars as of the end of June from 61 million a year earlier, and our loan portfolio has remained in good quality. This is the end of our financial highlights. Let me pass on to Tim, and he will present to you our business highlights.
Okay, thank you, Icy. Before going through our major business development, in the first half of 2014, I would like to share with you that we have entered the second half of the year with stronger performance in our operations and investment portfolios. AUM of the group increased to an all-time high of $10.7 billion in July as fund performance and net sales enhanced further. In July, we record about $100 million inflow. This has improved our year-to-date net outflow to about $200 million. With regard to fund performance, our two largest own brand funds, the Classic Fund and High Dividend Stock Fund, gained about 6% in July amid the recent stock rally. Moreover, a number of our funds surpassed their high watermark. For example, the Classic Fund and High Dividend Stock Fund exceed their respective high watermark by 4% and 12% as of the end of July. Enhanced fund performance also helped improve our treasury operations. As of the end of July, we have already recouped the net fair value losses of the operation and reported net fair value gains of 52 million Hong Kong dollars. Our recent performance is encouraging and is likely to sustain through the rest of this year. After addressing our latest performance, let me walk you through our major business developments in the first half of 2014. In the first 6 months of the year, we continue to strengthen our foothold and enhance our product menu across different geographical regions and asset classes. One of our business focus has been the enhancement of our China investment solutions. During the once-in-a-decade leadership change in the country, new policies on social and economic reforms are being rolled out and are expected to benefit select sectors. In a bid to capture such investment opportunities, we have introduced the new China Policy Fund in March, a thematic fund that has been popular among private banking clients. As China's capital account is still not freely open, investment quota such as QFII and RQFII are still essential to direct overseas investment into China's onshore market. In 2014, we will grant our second batch of QP quota of $100 million, increasing our total quota size to $200 million. The additional quota will be used to enhance our existing products to take more onshore China investment opportunities. In addition, we also received a new batch of RQP quota with 500 million RMB, increasing our combined quota size to 1.3 billion RMB. Envisaging an increase in demand for China-Asia products, we are planning to launch new products, including a RQP equity fund in the second half of this year. Meanwhile, a RQP exchange traded fund is also in our pipeline. Moving to the fixed income space, we have been strengthening our coverage in the area in recent years as we have foreseen a growing appetite for high-yielding fixed income products in an inflationary environment. Since our launch of the Greater China High Yield Income Fund in 2012, it has been drawing strong interest from investors hunting for yields. With the success of this product, and the anticipation of increasing demand, we will adopt our value investing approach to develop more fixed income solutions covering the Asia-Pacific and also other regions. The first half of 2014 is a milestone period for our China business, as we have secured a number of advisory mandates from leading mainland financial institutions. Currently, we have 6 Asia and cross-border advisory mandates from various institutions, and we are expecting to extend the list further. As you may know, we have been focusing on fostering strategic relationships with major local banks and securities houses on the mainland as our distribution strategy in the country. The progress is satisfactory, and in the near term, we expect to launch more fund products and also obtain investment mandates from our domestic partners. Meanwhile, we are also actively pursuing Chinese institutional investors, such as insurance company and sovereign wealth fund. We have been seeing an increasing demand for cross-border investment advisory service, as China has been relaxing regulations on overseas investment. Taiwan also has relaxed rules to allow the introduction of overseas wealth management products to foreigners on the island. Our products have been on the shelf of some of our key distribution partners. On slide 16, you can see that Value Partners has been expanding rapidly in Greater China in the past few years, with offices in Hong Kong, Shanghai, Beijing, Taiwan, and Chengdu. This year, we are planning to set up our Singapore arm in the second half of this year to broaden our reach to Southeast Asia. The new office is expected to be a full-fledged operation with investment research and sales capabilities, targeting to serve institutional and private clients in the country and nearby Southeast Asian markets. The establishment of our Singapore office is just the first chapter of our upcoming growth story. Our next step is to further expand our business in the region through participating in various Asian fund passporting schemes, which will be launched in coming years. Lastly, I would also like to share with you our latest award and achievement. In the past 21 years, we have been strictly adhering to our value investment philosophy despite the short-term volatility in the market. Our investment performance and fund management capabilities have brought us two house awards and a couple of fund awards this year. In Asian Investors Investment Performance Award 2014, Value Partners won Asian Fund House of the Year title, which is given to the best overall fund house headquarters in Asia Pacific for its outstanding achievement in a wide range of aspects, covering business strategy and investment performance. We were also named Asset Management Company of the Year for Hong Kong in the Asset AAA Investor and Fund Management Award 2014, as we are seen as delivering above benchmark performance as well as driving innovation and best practice in the industry. This is the end of our presentation. We will now open the floor for questions. Thank you.